Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
HD Rich Zeoli.
80 years ago today, the United States of America helped defeat the greatest evil known to man and free the world from tyranny. The tyranny of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And today we remember that. God bless each and every one of those men on D-Day and in World War II. The absolute greatest generation, no question about it. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Lots to get to. I mentioned this before with McCormick, but in case you've never been down to South Philly, there's a Band of Brothers memorial site down there. And if you've ever watched the show Band of Brothers on HBO, it's a phenomenal show. The up there with Saving Private Ryan, must watch, absolutely. But the statues of Wild Bill and Babe Heffron outside of Heron Park on 2nd and Reed Streets show the pair as they look before they left the old neighborhood to fight in Europe during World War II. And obviously, these two were dramatized in Band of Brothers and just a couple guys from South Philly. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop by, pay your respects. I also noticed today that my friends from the Travis Manning Foundation, so Amy Looney Heffernan, who's been on the show many times over the years, she's actually in Normandy today, live from Normandy, commemorating the 80th anniversary of D-Day. So my thanks to the Travis Manning Foundation and all the great work that they do for our veterans. Throughout the show today, we're going to do a lot of remembering D-Day, remembering this incredibly important day. In my opinion, the single most important day in World War II, at least insofar as the European theater goes. I really don't think anybody can dispute that, but I mean, opinions are opinions, certainly mine. You're welcome to have yours. I just think, I've always thought that, but it was really confirmed to me back in November when I went to the World War II Museum in New Orleans, which you've not been, you got to make it, put it on your list. Also, you might this weekend be interested in something cool that my friend, it's amazing growing up in this area and this part of the country and not ever going to this myself. I feel like I want to kick myself for this because it just sounds great. But Reading, PA has their military weekend this weekend And they do it the entire weekend for World War II. It's the 33rd annual World War II weekend, and it's at the Mid-Atlantic Air Museum, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. And so my buddy Ed was telling me about this today, and they've got 1,500 reenactors and 200 military vehicles, and they've got, you can take rides on planes, and they've got, I mean, just incredible stuff here. Reenactors, people get dressed up in the clothing of the day and the times. So if you're looking for something great to do this weekend, that's up in Reading. So I'm not far from here at all, no doubt about it. Laura's in Philly. Laura, your grandfather served in the European theater?
Yes, he did. I really just wanted to call as a way to pay tribute to him today. He passed away one day shy of his 99th birthday last year. And he just felt very strongly about all this. He felt very strongly about the things that are going on. And I know he'd be beside himself about what's going on in Israel right now. It's just awful.
Well, We're grateful for his service, Laura, and thank you for calling and sharing that memory with us. We appreciate it.
What was he in?
What branch was he in? What branch of service? The Army?
Yes, he was in the Army. He actually, story for another day, but he snuck out at Christmas to sneak back home to South Philly so he could have dinner with his family and somehow made it back there.
Wow.
Only my pop could pull that off.
Yeah, right? That's great. I love that. That's a fantastic story.
But, you know, we miss him. And I guess today just seemed like a really good day for me to pay some kind of tribute to him.
Well said, Laura. Thank you, my dear. Appreciate the call. Have a great one. Joe is in Westchester. Hello, Joe.
Yeah. Rich, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I called about my dad, who died 15 years ago at the age of 85, but he served in World War II in the European theater, in the invasion of North Africa, Anzio, Sicily. And he was on his way, his ship, he was on battleships, more ships, destroyers, and his damage control. And he would have made it to the D-Day invasion when he got the orders, but the weather broke, at least it was supposed to break even here. I was sick, so his ship never got there in time. But he wasn't on the evasions in the Mediterranean, and he would have been sent to Japan because he was in for the duration. Luckily, Truman dropped those bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, or he might not have made it with that invasion. I wouldn't be there, either with a bunch of other relatives. Okay, anyway. Rich, you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, I got a story of how he got in to the Navy right after Pearl Harbor, okay, in 1941. He was still in Bartram High, you know, as a senior, but he wanted to join. And my grandfather, who was from Italy, he came in his 20s, he was quite a character too, businessman, tailor. But at any rate, his father, my grandfather, would not sign the papers. And at 17, that's the only way you could get in, okay? He refused. No, he said, you finish school. I don't want you going in fighting in the war. And anyway, Christmas Eve came. And as you know, feasted the seven fishes. And that was very important to my grandfather, right? He loved that feast. So anyway, at the time of the feast in my aunt's house, his two sisters, my father's sisters, my grandfather's daughters, I came to his father and he said, Pop, I don't want any fishes. I'm going to go get a hoagie. And my grandfather was so angry, he said to my father, give me those papers, Amadeo. His name was Amadeo, I love that. He said, give me those papers, Amadeo. And he did, and my grandfather signed them, okay? And Christmas came the next day, a day passed, my grandfather was busy, they were both hard workers, my father and aunt. And so like 2 days after Christmas, he came to my dad and said, Amadeo, give me those papers back. And my father said, it's too late, Pop, I joined, I'm in the Navy. I'll be leaving soon, right? He said, and they said, my aunts, my father's sisters, And the second time they saw my grandfather cry, the first time was when his first wife died of an illness. You know, the second one from Italy. So that was the story. He tried to go out for a hoagie at the Feast of the Saints, which was at the home of my mates. So anyway, and he ended up in the Navy. He fought in the Mediterranean. He would have gone, as I said, but when that weather broke, the ship hadn't made it there. They would have been. They got there much later. So at any rate, and he stayed in for 6 years. And I was a post-war baby boomer, 1937. So anyway, that's the story.
Joe, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us, buddy. I appreciate it.
Right. Okay. All right.
You have a great day. Thank you so much. 855-839-1210. Yeah. If you want a great book to read, Band of Brothers is phenomenal. And what's amazing about Band of Brothers, of course, is it would become a show, which was a phenomenal show to watch. But, Wild Bill Grenier and Babe Heffron wrote a book together called Brothers in Battle, Best of Friends. I have to admit, I have not read that one. I'm going to put that on my list. Speaking of books to read, Jack Carr's got a new book out. Jack Carr put out a piece today, which I wanted to share with you. He put a piece out on Fox News about Eisenhower's memo. And, we have our event coming up with Jack Carr on June 25th. Jack Carr is a former Navy SEAL sniper. Fantastic guy, one of the absolute best, just a terrific guy. I can't say enough about him. So if you want to come join us for that night, June 25th, get your tickets at 1210wphg.com. It's going to be at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College. So Jack Carr wrote a piece at foxnews.com today, and I just want to share a little bit with you because there's a lot of other news stuff I need to get to. Like, first of all, for example, Haley Biden, Biden's ex-sister-in-law / lover, testified in court today that, yes, she threw the gun in the dumpster. The case against Biden is lock solid. I mean, the government of the United States of America has got a lock solid case here. And the best way you can know that is because they tried to roll it all into a gun diversion agreement last summer and hide all of Biden's financial crimes in the gun diversion agreement. And this is very important to note. The financial crimes are what links Joe Biden to the Biden crime family, not the gun stuff. The gun stuff is just Hunter being an idiot who so dumb. I mean, they got all this in writing. The day after he fills out the form and says he doesn't use drugs, the very next day, he's texting somebody about making a score. The next day, he's got a picture of himself doing drugs on top of a car. All this was admitted in court. He writes about it in his book. I mean, he's an idiot of the highest order. And his ex-sister-in-law / lover. First of all, I think that's creepy. No, I mean, I'm sorry, it's creepy. Your brother dies, you start sleeping with the dead brother's wife.
Ugh.
It's disgusting. It's sick, is what it is. But again, this is the father who once said, marry a woman who's got five sisters, wasn't that? Five?
Yeah,
so that you have a fresh one for every night of the week.
I don't think that was his exact quote, but
I might be taking that out of context a little bit, but you
I think
know.
He said one of them would be at least one of them wouldn't be angry at you.
Yeah, one of them wouldn't be angry at you. And to Biden's credit, the reason why I've always opposed polygamy is not because of multiple wives, it's multiple mothers-in-law. So just making that point. Just saying, pretty much why I think Utah wound up banning it. They were like, we got a whole big mothers-in-law problem here. Just kidding. Not really. So Jack Carr recalled General Eisenhower's D-Day memo about the great and noble undertaking. And he writes the following. He says, soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force. So began General Dwight David Eisenhower's 1944 Order of the Day memorandum, delivered on June 5th, 1944, the night before the momentous D-Day landings in Normandy, France. Copies of the letter, meticulously drafted by Eisenhower himself, beginning in February of that year, were given to members of the Allied forces. To this day, it remains one of the most significant documents in military history. Here is the rest of the message, strong words worth recalling 80 years later. And we played the audio for you earlier in the show today. And he goes on to say, Jack Carr says, he closes it by saying, good luck and let us beseech the blessings of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. He said, some Operation Neptune, the naval component of Operation Overlord, was the largest invasion ever assembled. Some 156,000 Allied troops stormed Normandy, France by sea and air to liberate Western Europe from Nazi Germany. The successful invasion of northern France on June 6, 1944 became one of the major events in U.S. naval history. Some 11 weeks later, Allied troops advancing from Normandy and Brittany liberated Paris almost 2 months ahead of schedule. Germany unconditionally surrendered during on May 7th, 1945. So you see how it was the beginning of the end. It wasn't the end. I mean, D-Day was not the end of World War II, but it was the beginning of the end of World War II. And had D-Day not succeeded, we don't know. Obviously, we can't know what we don't know. We don't know what would have happened, but certainly it should not be lost on anyone, the significance of this day. Planning for D-Day. When I was at the World War II Museum back in November, so we went to New Orleans for my buddy Rob's bachelor party, and we spent most of the time in New Orleans drinking bourbon and smoking cigars, as you would do on a bachelor party. But we also, because one of my buddies there served in the Navy, Frank Troy, he was a lieutenant, we said, let's go to the World War II Museum. And I'm obsessed with World War II. It's fascinating, in my opinion, second only to the Revolutionary War as far as my particular interests. You know, I'm captivated by both of those conflicts. But Operation Overlord, right? So the phenomenal to learn about this. When they decided to do the go-ahead to invade, they moved, originally they were going to do Africa, then they moved it over to Europe. And the whole idea was that they had to basically build fugazis to convince the Nazis that the invasion was going to happen in another place. And they had to do that because they had to keep Hitler guessing. They had to do that because they just couldn't afford for the Nazis to know where they were going to come. So they wound up creating, and it was remarkable to see the pictures of this. It looked so real. And the Nazis believed it. I mean, they really did. They believed that the invasion was going to come from the north versus where it came from ultimately in Normandy. A brilliant stroke of planning by Eisenhower and everybody else in the work to do that. Outstanding. I'll tell you, if you're lucky enough to be at the World War II Museum today on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, you're very lucky. You really are. You're truly lucky to be able to be there. Here's a little bit of a radio broadcast. I found this today and I thought it was fascinating. So NBC News, back then when NBC radio was huge before Howard Stern would destroy it. No, I'm just kidding. But he didn't destroy NBC radio, but he would wind up, of course, just destroying his own career, just by becoming woke Howard Stern. But NBC radio broadcast of the initial hours of D-Day from June 6, 1944. I just want to play a little of this for you. As a radio guy and a guy who thinks that this is the most important day in the European theater without question, I thought this was fascinating. Take a listen.
Unconfirmed by Allied sources, of course, says that heavy fighting is taking place between the Germans and invasion forces on the Normandy Peninsula, about 31 miles southwest of Le Havre. Another bulletin, also from Berlin Radio and unconfirmed, says the British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and from the air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre, a distance of about 60 miles. I repeat, there is no confirmation. And here's another bulletin just in. DNB, the German agency, says, this is unconfirmed, that the most important airdromes in the area of the Normandy Peninsula of France have been wiped out. Now, I presume that means wiped out by the Allies. As you may have heard on earlier broadcasts, all three German news agencies have begun broadcasting these stories that the invasion is here. But there is no Allied confirmation as yet. The first report came out shortly after midnight, and since then we've been flooded with reports from Berlin. Paris radio, strangely enough, has not confirmed any of these reports. And now we have just been informed that we can expect, in a very few seconds, a very important broadcast from the British capital. And so now we take you to London.
of communique number one will be released to the press and radio of the United Nations in 10 seconds. Repeat, 10 seconds from now. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. The communique will be repeated. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. This ends the reading of communique number one from Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is New York, NBC Newsroom again. Men and women of the United States, this is a momentous hour in world history. This is the invasion of Hitler's Europe, the zero hour of the Second Front. The men of General Dwight Eisenhower are leaving their landing barges, fighting their way up the beaches into the fortress of Nazi Europe. They are moving in from the sea to attack the enemy under a mammoth cloud of fighter planes, under a ceiling of screaming shells from Allied warships. The first news flashes do not say, but a large proportion of this assault is believed to be in the hands of American men. They are making the attack side by side with the British Tommies who were bombed and blasted out of Europe at Dunkirk. Now, at this hour, they are bombing and blasting their way back again. This is the European front, once again being established in fire and blood, not only by the Americans and British, but by many allies in the fight against Axis aggression. This is the supreme test of Allied spirit and of Allied weapons. The world's greatest military undertaking is underway. Casualties in this mammoth operation in the subsequent drive inland may reach a dreadful toll. The German war machine is still powerful and is still strongly entrenched. Our invasion forces are on the offensive against Nazi troops who have been ordered to die rather than retreat. However, die or retreat they must, for this attack up the shores of Europe is being made with all the strength the Allied command can throw into battle. Eisenhower, the commander, has promised that his men will bring victory in Europe in 1944. The first aim of the Americans and the British will be to secure their beachheads, and then the capture or building of airfields so that our planes from European bases can carry on the task of blasting loose the enemy from his prepared positions farther back. That task now is assigned to our planes flying out of England right now. And you have already heard the flash that came from London. The flash, the official Allied announcement that the invasion of Western Europe has begun, that D-Day is here, that H-Hour has struck. Air power paved the way for this mighty assault in the West. Nazi targets have been hammered day and night in an offensive which has steadily grown in destructive violence. Thousands of planes each day have flown cross-channel up from Italy and Africa to tear up German gun emplacements, which have been 4 years in the making. Airfields have been knocked out of operation, and the German Air Force, with its wings very badly clipped, has been based farther and farther inland, closer and closer to the German homeland itself. And now, let me go on a little bit more. These Allied air blows were methodically driven home to prepare the way for amphibious assault.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for a special broadcast, we take you to London, England.
Wolf. 10 seconds. Stand by.
This is NBC News radio broadcast from D-Day.
5 seconds. Stand by. 3, 2.
The following is the order of the day issued today by General Eisenhower to each individual of the Allied Expeditionary Force. Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force. You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeat in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. This order was distributed to assault elements after their embarkation. It was read by appropriate commanders to all other troops in the Allied Expeditionary Force. I return you now to the United States.
Broadcasters, is everyone taking the official program starting at 47? This is McCall speaking. Yes.
Amazing stuff. And of course, it was not a big part of this was the deception that had to be played out. And the deception, in order to trick the Nazis in Operation Fortitude. I'll talk to you about that today before the show ends as well. A lot of breaking news, though, going on with regard to the Hunter Biden trial. Joe Biden claims he's known Putin for 40 years. So we'll talk about all that with you. Don't worry. I got it all covered for you. I also want to tell you about Omaha Steaks because Father's Day is right around the corner. Listen, memories are made around the grill. Dads love steak. They really do. I can tell you this because I am a dad. Got three beautiful kids, as you know. We're doing a lemonade stand on Sunday to raise money for kids with cancer. So if you're in the Mount Laurel area, stop by Laurel Acres Park. Kids got Patrick and Claire will be selling some lemonade. Reagan will be running around terrorizing everybody. And I'll be doing my best to try to keep up with her. But I love being a dad. I do. It's the greatest joy of my life. And I love the fact that my kids are going to spoil me with Omaha Steaks because they know what to get me. And Omaha Steaks is the best. Every steak is aged for 28 days. That's what brings out the incredible flavor of Omaha Steaks. And the Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face. You put in my name, Zioli, at checkout, you're going to get gift packages for dad starting at just $89. That's right, just $89. And the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless variety, and endless value. Truly, they have perfected much more than steak, and your dad is guaranteed to love every bite. Pick from premium proteins like juicy pork chops, beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken breasts. The time is running out. You don't want dad to miss out on this. So whether it's your dad, your husband, your uncle, godfathers, don't forget the godfather, go to omahasteaks.com right now. Put in my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I, at checkout. Get a gift basket for dad starting at just $89. He'll love it. You'll love the smile on his face, and you'll love enjoying the great food as dad grills, because I tell you what, nothing makes us feel more manly than we fire up that grill and throw on some steaks. Am I right? Absolutely. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Zioli at checkout. Do it today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
It's the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And we're going to be covering it throughout the afternoon, along with all the news of the day. Welcome back to the show. And if you have any World War II specific memories or anything particular to your family, for example, 855-839-1210 is the number for you to call. For example, I got a great tweet here from Mike Foran, who sent me this, and he said, hey, Rich, I had two uncles who landed at D-Day, but thought this was interesting for our family. Please read. So I'm happy to do that. And it's an article. It says, wound is the cause of Foran reunion. Lambertville brothers met in hospital overseas. Private Edward A. Foran, son of Mr. and Mrs. Edward J. Foran, one of three brothers serving in the African theater of the war, was reported wounded in action, has been discharged from the hospital and is back in service. By coincidence, he was taken the day after he was wounded, April 24th, to the hospital in which his brother, Staff Sergeant James B. Foran, attached to a medical unit, was serving. His brother immediately wrote to his parents, assuring them that Edward's wounds were not serious. He suffered a concussion on the inner ear. James's letter arrived 2 days before the official notification by the War Department. The other brother, Private Gerald F. Foran, has arrived in Africa. The boys are not the only members of the family in uniform, however. Their sister, Ensign Mary P. Foran of the Waves, is an instructor at Cedar Falls, Iowa. A member of the faculty of Ramsey High School, she received her basic training at Smith College, Massachusetts. Edward, who was 24, enlisted in January 1941 and left this country for overseas service last year. James is 26, has been in the service 5 years. Gerald is 21. So, Mike, thank you for sharing that with me. I appreciate it. This is a little clip I want to play. So Samuel Alito's neighbor is a freaking whack job. We know that. Emily Baden, This is the woman who was essentially now stalking Justice Alito and his wife. And this is what caused the controversy of the upside down American flag being flown. And what I hope Justice Alito does, I hope he flies the pride flag upside down, because I think that would really throw them for a loop. Am I right? I mean, just, you know, what would they do? Their heads would freaking explode. Could you imagine? Like, what is he saying? Is gay rights under assault in America? That's what I hope he does, just for fun. Like one day, just fly the pride flag upside down, Justice Alito, just to have this woman call your wife the C word again. Where do we begin with this whack job? Which clip do you want to start with here?
I mean, they're both pretty good. She sounds especially crazy in clip number 6.
Yeah.
In clip number 7, she full-blown concedes that she called poor Mrs. Alito the C word for basically knowing her name. It's the most ridiculous excuse I've ever heard.
All right, well, why don't we start with cut number 6? This is Emily Baden telling NPR how she felt about Martha Ann Alito invoking her full name in their flag spat, cut number 6.
Well, Baden and her husband were a little freaked out because Martha Ann Alito used their full names when she walked up, and they had never actually met. Here's Baden again.
The power imbalance between these people and myself is huge. They're choosing to harass and intimidate us when we are nothing to them.
Choose to harass when we are nothing after that.
She knew her name. That's a form of harassment.
Yeah, she knew her name.
Isn't that being a good neighbor?
Nope. Can't do that. Boy, I'll tell you what. If Justice Alito's wife flies the pride flag upside down today, I'm going to send her $100.
Please.
Oh, Haley Biden takes the stand today as a key witness after Hunter starts sleeping with his sister-in-law, and she's the one who throws the gun in the dumpster, just for the record. All right. So here's Alito's neighbor admitting that she did call Alito's wife the C word. Take a listen.
You say Alito is lying here for another very basic reason. Can you explain?
So I, at best, he's mistaken, but at worst, he's just outright lying. And there was a neighbor who even witnessed this and witnessed me using that unfortunate term. And what else I said in that interaction is so important, and I hope it's not getting forgotten in the discourse around the word. In that interaction, she approached us, started screaming at us, used all of our full names, which to me felt like a threat because you're a stranger. We don't know you.
What?
You don't know us. How do you know our full names? And I started yelling, how dare you? Because they both were there at the same time. So I said, how dare you? You're on the highest court in the land. You represent the Supreme Court of the United
how
States.
How dare you use our
way.
Names?
You're yelling at a neighbor. You're harassing us. How dare you? Shame on you.
How dare
and
you?
And I did use the word. So
she did use the C word, and not children and not China, by the way, just for the record. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today. So as part of D-Day, one of the things that always amazed me was Operation Fortitude, Operation Fugazi, the Great Deception. It's a great article I read a few years ago by Brent Douglas Dyke, and he writes this piece. He said, the Allies deceived the Germans regarding their intended landing place on the European continent. So the Allied invasion of France, June 6, 1944, known as D-Day, Normandy, was the largest amphibious operation in modern history. The invasion was the major turning point of the war, as it spelled the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. The success of D-Day not only belongs to the courage of the brave soldiers, sailors, and airmen who made the assault on Fortress Europe that day, but also to a project called Operation Fortitude. Operation Fortitude was a campaign to mislead the Germans as to where and when the actual invasion of Europe would take place. As General Bernard Montgomery, the leader of the Allied invasion's ground forces, would later write, quote, the deception measures of Operation Fortitude played a vital part in our successes in Normandy. End quote. Looking at a map of Europe, one can see that the shortest distance across the English Channel is from southeast England to the Pas-de-Calais in France. The second shortest route was from southwest England to the beaches of Normandy. The Germans saw this as clearly as the Allies, of course, and knew the invasion was an eventual certainty. The question for the Germans was, which of the two places would the Allies select for their landings? Normandy or the Pas-de-Calais? Deception would be vital if the D-Day landings were to have any hope of succeeding. Defending the northern coastline of France was German Army Group B under Field Marshal Erwin Rommel. The 15th Army guarded the Pas-de-Calais, and the 7th Army was assigned to defend Normandy. Each of these armies were about 150,000 men strong. If the Germans knew where the invasion was landing, they could throw both their armies against the Allies. The invaders would be outnumbered 2-1. The advantage would be with the Germans, and the Allies would have been defeated on the beaches. Operation Fortitude was originally the brainchild of Noel Wild and his ops staff at the Supreme Headquarters Allied Expeditionary Force, SHAEF, as it was known. In February 1944, the plan was revised and expanded by Colonel David Strangeways, the head of Montgomery's Royal Air Force deception staff. Operation Fortitude consisted of two contradictory deceptions. Fortitude North would make it appear as though the Allies were invading Norway from Scotland. Fortitude South would make obvious preparations and maneuvers for an Allied seaborne assault from the ports of Dover and Folkestone against the Germans at the Pas-de-Calais. Meanwhile, the real invasion of Normandy would be undertaken by the 21st Army Group led by General Montgomery. The 21st Army Group consisted of the United States 1st Army and the British 2nd Army and was encamped on the Salisbury Point in southwest England. On D-Day, it would disembark from the ports of Weymouth, Portland, Portsmouth, Plymouth, and Southampton and sail across the English Channel to land on the beaches of Normandy. As part of Operation Fortitude, South and Strangeways created a second imaginary army called the 1st United States Army Group, or FUSAG, which, by the way, sounds a lot like Fugazi, in my opinion. FUSAG would be commanded by none other than General George Patton. FUSAG consisted of 11 non-existent divisions, 150,000 imaginary men, and it would be encamped on the fields of Kent and Essex in southeast England. The hope was that this vast deception would hold the German 15th Army in place long enough so that the invasion at Normandy would have a chance at success. Among other things, Operation Fortitude involved the creation of a sham army in order to fool any German reconnaissance planes that happened to fly over the channel. In Folkestone Harbor, the Allies built 255 dummy landing craft. They were made by lashing steel tubes to buoyant steel drums and covering them with canvas. They also built fake army encampments throughout southwest England. These camps included tanks, trucks, and jeeps that were realistic when seen from above, but were actually made out of rubber. Soldiers were even given rolling equipment to make tire marks behind the tanks. Fake airfields were also built across southeast England, complete with aircraft made from sheets of plywood. In case there were any German spies watching, soldiers were instructed to walk into nearby towns and villages wearing different uniforms with various non-existent unit insignia to make it look like there were lots of different units in the area. Public displays of notable figures were also intended to fool the Germans. General Dwight Eisenhower, supreme commander of the Allied forces, had chosen General Patton to lead the fictitious FUSAG. To keep up this pretense, Patton went on tour and gave speeches at public events and women's clubs around southeast England, where he met Brigadier General James Gavin in the lobby in a hotel in London. He stopped and chatted. As he left, he turned back and yelled, "Loud enough for any German spies present to hear? See you in the Pas-de-Calais, Gavin!" The Allies also took some incredible gambles with Operation Fortitude. They even allowed a German general to see the actual invasion force that would attack on D-Day. General Hans Kramer, a leader of the Afrika Korps, was captured in May 1943. Due to poor health, it was agreed to exchange him back to the Nazis. In May of 1944, he was invited to dinner with General Patton. Patton was introduced as the commander of FUSAG, and he repeatedly mentioned Pas-de-Calais. Kramer was then driven through towns on his way to be deported, and he passed huge numbers of actual troops. Kramer believed he was in the southeast of England due to the road and town signs that he passed and the loose lips of his guards, and he was shaken by the show of manpower and the preparations he saw. In fact, however, Kramer had been driven through southwest England, and what he was seeing was the real invasion preparation for Normandy. The road signs and town signs had been fakes to make it look like he was with Fusag in southeast England. Isn't that friggin' brilliant? Ah, it's brilliant. On May 23rd, Kramer was shipped to neutral Sweden. The ruse had paid off. He flew to visit Rommel in France to tell him about his dinner with Patton and the massive troop buildup he had seen directly across from the Passe de Calais. The most important part of Operation Fortitude, however, was the part played by two double agents. These men were Allied agents who were trusted by the Germans and were sent to Britain with the intended purpose of spying on Allied troop movements. Instead, these agents were actually working for the British, and they sent false information back to the Germans. The first of the agents was Roman, and I'm going to probably mess this name up, Czernowski, a Polish fighter pilot. And I know that I have a Polish friend listening right now, so she can correct me on the pronunciation of that. Czerniawski, a Polish fighter pilot who had sent up a network of spies in France against the Nazis. When he was betrayed and captured by the Gestapo, he was given a choice. Go to England and spy for the Nazis, or reprisals would be taken against his mother and brother. He chose to go to England. When he arrived, he was interrogated by both the Polish and British intelligence services. He confessed that he had been sent to England as a spy for the Nazis, but after meeting the Polish government in exile in London, he volunteered to be a double agent for the British. The British gave him the codename Brutus after the senator who betrayed Julius Caesar. The second double agent, Juan Garcia Pujol, had been a chicken farmer in Spain when the war broke out. He would later write, quote, "I must make my contribution towards the good of humanity." He believed that the Nazi ideology was dangerous and that Hitler was a psychopath. In January of 1941, he approached the British embassy in Madrid with his offer to spy for them against the Nazis. The British politely told him that his services were not needed. Undeterred, he then went to the German embassy and offered to spy for them, with the intention of passing intelligence to the British. The Germans politely refused his services. Undeterred, Pujol bought some Nazi books and learned all he could about National Socialism. He kept badgering the Germans until, as McIntyre writes, finally, mostly to get him to shut up, the Germans said that if he could get to Britain, he would be considered for intelligence work, and that was enough for him. In July of 1941, he sent a message to German intelligence in Madrid that he arrived in England. He then started to send information, strange information, to the Germans. He said that men in Glasgow would do anything for a liter of wine. He said he observed major naval maneuvers on Lake Windermere, even though the lake is landlocked. Perhaps the strangest was that the people of Liverpool indulged in drunken orgies at amusement centers. Turned out that Pujol was still stuck in Portugal. He decided to send messages based on books, newsreels, and his wild imagination. British agents began intercepting his messages to Madrid. They could not decide whether he was dangerous or completely mad. At the same time, he kept pestering the British embassy in Lisbon, and the British finally put two and two together and realized that the person feeding the Germans crazy messages was the same one badgering them. And then he was smuggled out of Portugal on a steamer to Gibraltar and was then flown to England. For 2 weeks, he was interrogated by the MI5, and his intentions were deemed sincere despite his inexhaustibly fertile imagination. MI5 decided to give him the codename Garbo after Greta Garbo, since he had fooled the Germans with his ludicrous messages. And there's a lot more to this, but I just have to take a quick break. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Charlie is calling. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing fine. My mom's cousin was Jack Wirtz. He was in the famous 358th Fighting Squadron, the Thunderbolts, escorting the 355th Bomber Squadron over Bremen, and he died in the war. He got a flying medal fighting Messerschmitts, and so there's a memorial at an airport in Jersey with his name on it and stuff. He got a Purple Heart, too.
Oh, really? That's outstanding. Where's the memorial?
Yeah. I think it's Millville Airport. Is it Jersey, I believe?
Oh, wow. Excellent. Very cool. All right, Charlie, thanks for sharing that with us, man. Appreciate it.
He's buried in the Cambridgeshire Cemetery in England.
Excellent. Okay, great. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, 855-839-1210 is the number. Brad's in Mount Holly. Excuse me. Brad, your father served in the 82nd Airborne?
Absolutely.
Tell me about it.
Served from North Africa all the way through to the end of the war. I'm actually the son of G.I. Joe.
Yeah?
Yeah, Joseph C. Hammond was his name. And he was he was injured prior to the parachuting out in D-Day with the 82nd and had to be reassigned to something they never made a movie about, but it's one of the most fascinating things. He was assigned to the 325th GIF. Now, that abbreviation is glider infantry fight infantry. And when he went over into Normandy the night of the D-Day invasion, they had done a lot of reconnaissance to see where they could land those gliders at. Unfortunately, that reconnaissance work wasn't as good as what it needed to be. And many of those gliders met with a number of fatalities because they were running into berms that were built up, walls of dirt. And so those planes would, those gliders would flip over and men would be thrown from those gliders. My father actually said that he came out of the side of a glider after it had landed and made impact and slid across wet grass for I don't know how many yards.
Remarkable, isn't it?
But it is. He was actually supposed to be parachuting into the town where they had the fire in the church. He often said that he felt like he was probably one of the luckiest men that ever to serve in World War II, and to live as long as he did. He lived up into his 80s, died in 2014.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Brad. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day. 855-839-1210. These stories are remarkable, aren't they? There's a lot more to Operation Fortitude, by the way, that fooled the Nazis. It's, again, probably one of the most incredible aspects of D-Day was the deception prior to D-Day. And then, of course, the heroism of the boys on the beach, no doubt about it, and in the air and on the sea and everywhere else. I want to tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be there live on June 21st for our next live show. I'm super excited about it. Our buddy Jimmy Fallon is going to stop by. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want you to be there. And the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is my happy place. See, they understand how important family vacations are and making memories. Life's short. You got to go on vacation. You got to make memories. But they also understand about inflation. So that's why they're making getting away affordable and possible. When you book directly with the Grand Hotel, you will receive resort credits, and the longer you stay, the more you get back in resort credits. When you book a June midweek stay and stay three nights, you will get $60 a night in resort credit. Stay five nights and get $70 a night. Stay seven nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credit. That's $560 in resort credits for you to use for food and beverages at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, take your family on a whale-watching boat cruise. It's up to you. Here's another amenity the Grand Hotel has. In addition to the gigantic outdoor heated pool and the gigantic indoor heated pool in case the weather's bad on the beach, you also have room suites and townhomes that are equipped with a kitchenette. So it's like renting a shore home, but without all the chores. And you get the amenities of the resort. You don't have to pack sheets and towels or even make your bed, but you can make the kids a sandwich. You can keep some drinks in your fridge. Save some money that way as well. So remember to book directly with them for the best rates and to get those resort credits. And the Grand is also the absolute best place to host a wedding. My friend Caitlin is a certified wedding planner. She's the best. And the Grand Hotel was named one of the absolute best beachfront wedding destinations in the entire United States of America. So visit today. Always book direct with them by going to grandhotelcapemay.com or call 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550, GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and I'll see you on Friday, June 21st.
Weather sponsored by Express Employment Professionals.
We'll get down to 66 overnight. Possibility of a shower or a thunderstorm early on. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 85. And on Saturday, temperature's going to fall a little bit. 82 and mostly sunny. Sunday, 81, partly cloudy. 78 Monday, not really seeing any chance of rain.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is your one connection for a summer job in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-329-2121. That's 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121.
You'll have the best flow in the show on Sunday, June 30th at 1:35 when the Phillies face the Marlins. And kids 14 and under receive a PJP Bryce Harper cooling headband. Secure your seats now at Phillies.com. Kids 14 and under should lace up their sneakers for Nemours Children's Health Kids Run the Bases following the Padres-Phillies game Wednesday, June 19th at 1:05. Order tickets now at Phillies.com.
My dad loves Philly sports, and I need a Father's Day gift.
Tickets to see Joe Conklin are the perfect Father's Day gift.
Oh, my goodness. It was absolutely wonderful. All the voices and the singing.
And just seeing my dad, like seeing the look on my dad's face.
Just the mix of the comedy and the singing. You never knew which way they were going to go with it.
See Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Wildwood Catholic Academy in North Wildwood Saturday, June 29th. And at the Ocean City Music Pier in Ocean City, New Jersey on Saturday, July 13th. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com.
Crash-proof consumer Joe Doherty of Maple Shade, New Jersey, has true security in retirement.
The main foundation of crash-proof is that you maintain your capital investment. It's not prone to the vagaries of the market. You know that whether we have 2 crashes, 6 crashes, no matter how long you live, you know that your principal is safe and guaranteed. Anyone that has any doubts about whether their investments are going to fall or dip down and the troughs and the crashes and all the other vagaries of the market, I just recommend highly crash-proof retirement. Protect your capital. Protect your investment.
Only crash-proof retirement can guarantee peace of mind in a legally binding, recorded financial meeting. Schedule an appointment or register for the next crash-proof retirement educational event at the William Penn Inn on Tuesday, June 11th. The event is followed by complimentary dinner. 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
It's the Rich Zeoli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Left boy, come back man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some, some gave all.
And I was thinking about, too, my French pronunciation stinks. I'm sorry about that. This is pas de Calais. I was saying pas because, you know, it's a pas de Calais. Thank you. No, it's good. It's all right. You know, I have a friend who's also was a French teacher listening. I think she'd say something to me, but no, nothing. Just lets me suffer out there alone. But thank you to Scott Martin for stepping up, at least, and reminding me that the S is silent in pas de Calais. Thank you. That's, I haven't been in France in a long time. I think I went in 2010. Bridget and I went. We did south of France and just drank wine the whole time. I don't even remember it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's fantastic. By the way, going to the Palace of the Popes. Remember when they had the two popes? Had the Great Schism?
I mean, I don't remember it personally, but...
You don't remember it personally?
No.
Nancy Pelosi does. She was around for that. Yeah, the Great Schism. Remember you had the Pope in Rome and then you had the Pope in France. The Palace of the Popes. But yeah, no, doing the south of France is great. Not like the beach or the wine area, you know, like Provence, that area. Fantastic. That was great. But I want to go to D-Day next year, and I may leave the Zioli Army on a trip to D-Day. You think people would want to go?
Can I go with you?
Yeah. Yeah, they asked me if I'd want to go with conservative tours and do a D-Day trip, and I thought, yes. Like, yeah, right? And we'd probably get a couple of people that want to join us.
Oh, for sure.
I would think.
I bet there'd be quite a few.
I would think. I would think. The Zioli Army would like to storm the beaches in Normandy in the spirit of those who actually did, right? They had the Navy SEALs reenact the storming of Normandy this morning. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I read about it.
That was remarkable. Remarkable. There's a lot more to this Operation Fortitude, too. That guy, that Peugeot, that wacko, he had radioed a message because the Germans on June 8th had figured out that there was not going to be another invasion outside of Normandy. So they were ready to move the entire army to Normandy. And he actually sent a message to his handlers in Madrid that day. It was one of the most important messages of the war. And he wrote, quote, "From the reports mentioned, it is perfectly clear that the present attack on Normandy is a large-scale operation, but diversionary in character for the purpose of establishing a strong bridgehead in order to draw the maximum of our reserves to the area of operation to retain them there so as to be able to strike a blow somewhere else with ensured success. I never like to give my opinion unless I have strong reasons to justify my assurances." So that message, the Germans believed this guy, Pujol, who was a double agent, and they kept the Panzer Division and the 21st Division waiting for a second amphibious assault onto Europe. That's something. These like little stories like this just always amaze me. All right, please hold on the line if you're on the line. We do have a great guest coming up, though. Jesse Jane Duff, Gunnery Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps, retired, and 2024 Campaign Executive Director of the Veterans of Veterans for Trump. So we'll talk to her in just a second. But I do want to say, Dr. Mike Veneria. Yes, VeneriaDental.com. Veneria Dental is where you want to go. Dr. Mike is the best, absolutely the best, and I would love for you to go and see Dr. Mike today to get the smile that you deserve, all right? VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Quick break, coming right back, 30 minutes of nonstop talk.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app. WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zioli.
80 years ago today, June 6, 1944, the invasion of Fortress Europe, landing at Normandy. Thank you for being here today, 855-839-1210. We are now streaming live on YouTube. There's something I wasn't expecting today, which is why I'm just wearing a Phillies t-shirt. But since we're doing so well and it's red, white, and blue, I feel good. I feel good about my choice of wardrobe today. 855-839-1210. So jump on YouTube. I got a haircut today, fresh haircut. And you can do that right now, all right? Biden struggled through the D-Day ceremony. It was bad. I want to play a little clip. This is him telling Emmanuel Macron, the head of France there, that he's got to leave ahead of him.
Oh, sorry, give me one second.
Yeah, this is just bizarre anyway, whatever this is that he says here. And then he just walks away, and Joe Biden just leads him away from everybody. I don't even understand this, why this happened. Biden fell asleep today. Biden tried to sit in an imaginary chair today. And then Biden rambled and rambled about Ukraine, as if bringing up the war in Ukraine is what is appropriate on the 80th anniversary of Normandy, the day that would the single day that would change the trajectory of the war and would lead to the end of the war 11 months later. But, you know, Biden can't help himself. So he's always got to go there. He always has to just, you know, go there. Do you have that clip, Matt? All right, take a listen. It's very strange, hard to hear, but he turns around to the French president and says, "They told me I got to walk ahead of you. I got to get out of here ahead of you." And then they leave. That's because Biden was falling asleep during the D-Day observation. Today was the worst day. In my opinion, today was the worst day yet. Biden's had a lot of bad days. Today was super bad. everybody's watching all these World War II veterans who actually were like, who actually stormed the beaches of Normandy. These people look better than Biden does. And it's not lost on anyone watching how bad our president looks physically, how bad he sounds mentally, all of it. We're going to have a guest joining us in just a moment, but I just want to mention this, though. I think this is really important to note that when the success of D-Day happened, when they the D-Day invasion, the D-Day invasion was almost betrayed by a crossword puzzle. So we have our guest. All right, wonderful. Let me go right to her then. Jessie Jane Duff, you know the name very, very well. Jessie Jane is a gunnery sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired, and the 2024 campaign executive director of Veterans for Trump, also an ambassador to the America First Policy Institute. Jessie Jane, thank you for joining me today in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
Oh, excited to be here. You know, we watched that president lumber through his D-Day presentation, and it, and to your point, it was embarrassing. It's almost as if he was trying to...
Jessie, are you there? I don't know if she's there. We're having some
on about Russia.
Sorry, you broke up a second, but go ahead. Start over.
Sorry,
if you
hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, certainly. I said, well, it was quite embarrassing to watch our commander in chief go to D-Day and not, you know, the D-Day honorary ceremony, and not actually address the very men that were sitting right in front of him who had served on that fateful day, and talked about the dedication of those who hit those beaches, many of them never to return home to become fathers or left their brides behind. It didn't have the emotional pull that many of us were used to seeing with presidents such as Ronald Reagan and President Trump just not that long ago on the 75th anniversary. You pull up those speeches and your heart just aches for what the sacrifice was. Instead, I felt like this was almost a dual campaign speech talking about the threats to the world and those in which democracy is threatened, and Putin, and he had to throw in his diversity clauses to make sure that he got his campaign rhetoric out. And it also just didn't have the emotional sentiment to it. It more or less was blundering and twisted. He does not look like he is on point. And it was just kind of crushing and disappointing, because this 80th anniversary is never to happen again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think I was just ashamed today. I really was. I was ashamed, and I was so angry to hear him bring up Ukraine and to bring up and push his agenda. I was about to say, too, I thought Hillary Clinton's tweet today was just so incredibly insensitive and outrageous and over the top, trying to subtly compare President Trump to Adolf Hitler. I'm just, what's with these people?
It's tragic that this is where they have gotten. They can't attack on the policies of Donald Trump because they know that they were all successful. So they can only attack his character. But yet they seem to forget he was our commander-in-chief for 4 years. And he put out, Joe Biden put out his Veterans for Biden tweet today, which I thought was the most inappropriate day, because they essentially were making, they were giving their left-wing talking points, these vets that look like has-beens, in my opinion, that did not look like they had the credentials to even be speaking about him as a commander-in-chief. They were saying that Trump was a draft dodger, which, do they realize that Joe Biden had avoided Vietnam 5 times, his deferments, and it had nothing to do with education? He was already out of college, and then you hear this man get up there and bloviate about how he was going to go to the Naval Academy. He was accepted, when in fact, if that were the case, he would have never been going to the Naval Academy. They turn around and use these talking points from the left that was disparaging remarks that they tried to suggest that Donald Trump had said about veterans, when in fact, those very remarks had been refuted by Bolton, who is no fan of Donald Trump, who was in his National Security Council. I have met with President Trump myself. He is a sensitive and caring person, particularly those for the fallen. He met with all of the Gold Star families not even 2 weeks ago at the Pepsi-Cola 600. These were the Gold Star families predominantly of Abbey Gate when Afghanistan fell. Mm-hmm. And to this day, Joe Biden has not said their names. He also said the names of those that have served in Jordan that were hit by the Iranian drone, the three that were killed that Joe Biden never even mentioned in his State of the Union address. Joe Biden has had active duty military men and women killed on his watch that he has yet to honor, yet to respect, yet to give the dignified presentation that he should. When their bodies came home, we all know that he looked at his watch multiple times, despite the fact that Jen Psaki tried to write in her memoir, he only looked once. The family members said he kept looking. He is so out of it that he doesn't have the mental discipline to not do the habitual behavior that he has of looking at his watch, which I would compare to a teenager continually looking at their phone, even though there's no message there waiting for them. But this is just where we have gotten. We have a commander-in-chief that has degraded our military to a point where we're having difficulty meeting our recruiting goals. We have the potential of multiple wars on multiple fronts. He did not address the Putin-Ukraine situation early enough when the Ukraine had a fighting chance, the technological advantage over Russia early on. They dragged their feet in providing the support. So now that Ukraine is just trying to hang on till Donald Trump can get into the White House and negotiate a peace deal. All we have has been chaos. They have enabled Iran. His National Security Council has a man, I can't even say his name, I don't recall it, but he actually has represented the Palestinians and the causes of Hamas. He was a protester at Georgetown University and now is an advisor right there with the president. So make no mistake, it is all planned that they support Iran, and they are very limited in what they will support with Israel. And Israel has to go at it all but alone, because this White House has been so fickle and feckle with our largest, our strongest ally in the Middle East.
Jesse Jane Duff, since you are a Marine, and thank you for your service, and since you are the 2024 campaign executive director of Veterans for Trump, can you please help me once and for all end this ridiculous lie that the left keeps spreading that Donald Trump went to Normandy and called the people there losers?
Yeah, that's the one that Joe Biden tries to address in his Twitter post, and I'm assuming Facebook and others, that that he will respect veterans. That was refuted several times by those, I believe it was Bolton that was there, that said it never happened, and others who had said it never happened. This is one of those things where people who get disgruntled create these statements, and the left is known that if they repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it. It's more or less like the hands up, don't shoot that we knew about in Ferguson, when in fact it was discovered through the autopsy that the hands were never up, that his hands were down as he charged towards the police officer. But you repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it. And I would just dare to say, you have a commander in chief that honors the Gold Star families, and you have a commander in chief that will never say their names. So please tell me who really disrespects the military. Who had us pulling out of Afghanistan like a bunch of Keystone Cops, not knowing which direction to fire, and having 13 service members that were killed by a suicide bomber because they couldn't even allow the sniper to take out the suicide bomber when he was spotted. We all know that the sergeant in the Marine Corps had testified in front of Congress that he couldn't get his leadership to consent to him firing upon the suicide bomber. We know that those Marines that were there, none but one, had been in Afghanistan prior to that deployment to now rescue people. They were not infantry trained Marines. So that debacle was a callous attitude of let's just get out regardless of the cost, regardless of the emotional turmoil that will be presented to these families, and the death toll that was completely unnecessary. So, you know, I don't even want to hear this garbage, because they cannot validate that claim by any other than their pure gossip to undermine this man. And like you said, Hillary Clinton comparing him to a Nazi, she has not one ounce of evidence of that. Meanwhile, she was allowing her husband to speak overseas with making money that she was signing off of as Secretary of State. She put out the Steele dossier. Her campaign funded it. We know this to be true and a fact, and essentially did election interference throughout 2016 with the electronic surveillance upon the Trump campaign, and yet she was never held liable, but yet they want to go after a bookkeeping error, so to speak, with Donald Trump. Trump prior to him even being in the White House and call it election interference. I just am saying we have more examples of presidents who have done dishonest and unethical measures to sit back and try to suggest that Donald J. Trump is even at their caliber of deceit is completely shocking. He's the most investigated man probably ever in the history of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
They claim that he cheated on his taxes, and when they got released, the J6 committee couldn't say one thing because there was no evidence of cheating. They've gone, they believe they'll find something. They prosecute in search of a...
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app. WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Scioli.
80 years ago today, June 6, 1944, the invasion of Fortress Europe, landing at Normandy. Thank you for being here today, 855-839-1210. We are now streaming live on YouTube. This is something I wasn't expecting today, which is why I'm just wearing a Phillies t-shirt. But since we're doing so well and it's red, white, and blue, I feel good. I feel good about my choice of wardrobe today. 855-839-1210. So jump on YouTube. I got a haircut today, fresh haircut. And you can do that right now. All right. Biden struggled through the D-Day ceremony. It was bad. I want to play a little clip. This is him telling Emmanuel Macron, the head of France there, that he's got to leave ahead of him.
Sorry, give me one second.
Yeah, this is just bizarre anyway, whatever this is that that he says here. And then he just walks away and Joe Biden just leads him away from everybody. I don't even understand this, why this happened. Biden fell asleep today. Biden tried to sit in an imaginary chair today. And then Biden rambled and rambled about Ukraine as if bringing up the war in Ukraine is what is appropriate on the 80th anniversary of Normandy, the day that would the single day that would change the trajectory of the war and would lead to the end of the war 11 months later. But, you know, Biden can't help himself. So he's always got to go there. He always has to just, you know, go there. Do you have that clip, Matt? All right, take a listen. It's very strange and hard to hear, but he turns around to the French president and says, they told me I got to walk ahead of you. I got to get out of here ahead of you. And then they just they leave. That's because Biden was falling asleep during the D-Day observation. Today was the worst day. In my opinion, today was the worst day yet. Biden's had a lot of bad days. Today was super bad. Everybody's watching all these World War II veterans who actually were who actually stormed the beaches of Normandy. These people look better than Biden does. And it's not lost on anyone watching how bad our president looks physically, how bad he sounds mentally, all of it. We're going to have a guest joining us in just a moment, but I just want to mention this, though. I think this is really important to note that when the success of D-Day happened, when they the D-Day invasion, oh, we got okay. The D-Day invasion was almost betrayed by a crossword puzzle. So we have our guest. All right, wonderful. Let me go right to her then. Jessie Jane Duff. You know the name very, very well. Jessie Jane is a gunnery sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired, and the 2024 campaign executive director of Veterans for Trump, also an ambassador to the America First Policy Institute. Jessie Jane, thank you for joining me today in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
Oh, excited to be here. You know, we watched that president blumber through his D-Day presentation, and to your point, it was embarrassing. It's almost as if he was trying to...
Oh, Jesse, are you there? I don't know if she's there. We're having some
on about Russia. Yeah.
Sorry, you broke up a second, but go ahead. Start over.
Sorry,
if
do you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, certainly. I said, well, it was quite embarrassing to watch our commander-in-chief go to D-Day and not, you know, the D-Day honorary ceremony and not actually address the very men that were sitting right in front of him who had served on that fateful day and talked about the dedication of those who hit those beaches, many of them never to return home to become fathers or left their brides behind. It didn't have the emotional pull that many of us were used to seeing with presidents such as Ronald Reagan and President Trump just not that long ago on the 75th anniversary. You pull up those speeches and your heart just aches for what the sacrifice was. Instead, I felt like this was almost a dual campaign speech talking about the threats to the world and those in which democracy is threatened and Putin, and he had to throw in his diversity clauses to make sure that he got his campaign rhetoric out. And it also just didn't have the emotional sentiment to it. It more or less was blumbering and twisted. He does not look like he is on point. And it was just kind of crushing and disappointing because this 80th anniversary is never to happen again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think I was just ashamed today. I really was. I was ashamed and I was so angry to hear him bring up Ukraine and to bring up and push his agenda. I was about to say, yep, too, I thought Hillary Clinton's tweet today was just so incredibly insensitive and outrageous and over the top, trying to subtly compare President Trump to Adolf Hitler. I'm just, what's with these people?
It's tragic that this is where they have gotten. They can't attack on the policies of Donald Trump because they know that they were all successful. So they can only attack his character. But yet they seem to forget he was our commander-in-chief for 4 years. And he put out, Joe Biden put out his Veterans for Biden tweet today, which I thought was the most inappropriate day because they essentially were making, they were giving their left-wing talking points, these vets that look like has-beens, in my opinion, that did not look like they had the credentials to even be speaking about him as a commander-in-chief. They were saying that Trump was a draft dodger, which, do they realize that Joe Biden had avoided Vietnam five times, his deferments, and it had nothing to do with education? He was already out of college, and then you hear this man get up there and bloviate about how he was going to go to the Naval Academy. He was accepted, when in fact, if that were the case, he would have never been going to the Naval Academy. They turn around and use these talking points from the left that was disparaging remarks that they tried to suggest that Donald Trump had said about veterans, when in fact, those very remarks had been refuted by Bolton, who is no fan of Donald Trump, who was in his National Security Council. I have met with President Trump myself. He is a sensitive and caring person, particularly those for the fallen. He met with all of the Gold Star families not even 2 weeks ago at the Pepsi-Cola 600. These were the Gold Star families, predominantly of Abbey Gate, when Afghanistan fell. Mm-hmm. And to this day, Joe Biden has not said their names. He also said the names of those that have served in Jordan that were hit by the Iranian drone, the three that were killed that Joe Biden never even mentioned in his State of the Union address. Joe Biden has had active duty military men and women killed on his watch that he has yet to honor, yet to respect, yet to give the dignified presentation that he should. When their bodies came home, we all know that he looked at his watch multiple times, despite the fact that Jen Psaki tried to write in her memoir, he only looked once. The family member said he kept looking. He is so out of it that he doesn't have the mental discipline to not do the habitual behavior that he has of looking at his watch, which I would compare to a teenager continually looking at their phone, even though there's no message there waiting for them. Mm. But this is just where we have gotten. We have a commander-in-chief that has degraded our military to a point where we're having difficulty meeting our recruiting goals. We have the potential of multiple wars on multiple fronts. He did not address the Putin-Ukraine situation early enough when the Ukraine had a fighting chance, the technological advantage over Russia early on. They dragged their feet in providing the support. So now that Ukraine is just trying to hang on till Donald Trump can get into the White House and negotiate a peace deal. All we have has been chaos. They have enabled Iran. His National Security Council has a man, I can't even say his name, I don't recall it, but he actually has represented the Palestinians and the causes of Hamas. He was a protester at Georgetown University and now is an advisor right there with the president. So make no mistake, it is all planned that they support Iran, and they are very limited in what they will support with Israel. And Israel has to go at it all but alone, because this White House has been so fickle and feckle with our strongest ally in the Middle East.
Jesse Jane Duff, since you are a Marine, and thank you for your service, and since you are the 2024 Campaign Executive Director of Veterans for Trump, can you please help me once and for all end this ridiculous lie that the left keeps spreading, that Donald Trump went to Normandy and called the people there losers?
Yeah, that's the one that Joe Biden tries to address in his Twitter post, and I'm assuming Facebook and others, that he will respect veterans. That was refuted several times by those, I believe it was Bolton that was there, that said it never happened, and others who had said it never happened. This is one of those things where people who get disgruntled create mm-hmm. these statements, and the left is known that if they repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it. It's more or less like the hands up, don't shoot that we knew about in Ferguson, when in fact it was discovered through the autopsy that the hands were never up, that right. his hands were down as right. he charged towards the police officer. But you repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it. And I would just dare to say, you have a commander in chief that honors the Gold Star families, and you have a commander in chief that will never say their names. So please tell me who really disrespects the military. Who had us pulling out of Afghanistan like a bunch of Keystone Cops, not knowing which direction to fire, and having 13 service members that were killed by a suicide bomber because they couldn't even allow the sniper to take out the suicide bomber when he was spotted? We all know that the sergeant in the Marine Corps had testified in front of Congress that he couldn't get his leadership to consent to him firing upon the suicide bomber. We know that those Marines that were there, none but one, had been in Afghanistan prior to that deployment to now rescue people. They were not infantry trained Marines. So that debacle was a callous attitude of let's just get out regardless of the cost, regardless of the emotional turmoil that will be presented to these families, and the death toll that was completely unnecessary. So, you know, I don't even want to hear this garbage because they cannot validate that claim by any other than their pure gossip to undermine this man. And like you said, Hillary Clinton comparing him to a Nazi, she has not one ounce of evidence of that. Meanwhile, she was allowing her husband to speak overseas with making money that she was signing off on as Secretary of State. She put out the Steele dossier. Her campaign funded it. We know this to be true and a fact, and essentially did election interference throughout 2016 with the electronic surveillance upon the Trump campaign, and yet she was never held liable, but yet they want to go after a bookkeeping error, so to speak, with Donald Trump prior to him even being in the White House and call it election interference. I just am saying we have more examples of presidents who have done dishonest and unethical measures to sit back and try to suggest that Donald J. Trump is even at their caliber of deceit is completely shocking. He's the most investigated man probably ever in the history of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
They claim that he cheated on his taxes, and when they got released, the J6 committee couldn't say one thing because there was no evidence of cheating. They've gone, they believe they'll find something. They prosecute in search of a...
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through...
deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.